and the late afternoon sun, knowing to be the hottest sun through the summer, and with beautiful oaks on the west side, I'm protected from that. And wind, if it does come from the west, it crosses almost a half mile of river and through the trees to cool those breezes. But lo and behold, if it's a still afternoon with low tide and the sand gnats are out, there's probably no escaping them. And yet, maybe by moving from under a tree limb 3 feet, you're away from them, or coming from the low part of the yard to a little higher point of the yard, you've completely gotten away from the gnats. And believe me, they're worse than mosquitoes, because you can't see them, but they bite and they whelp you. And the Menorcan expression would be to use a little vinegar on them, vinegar being vinegar. And this would take the bite out.
You pestered by those,
Not just at times, yeah. But you can't tell. In the middle of the winter sometimes you will get a still period and they will be bad. Now, were I to go at low tide in the creeks to hunt clams, or to go with the casting net, we call it a cast net, to find shrimp for bait or to eat, I would take a small bottle of repellent off 612 or whatever. When I was a child, we didn't have that, so we would take a bottle of kerosene, and by rubbing kerosene on ourselves, it would, for 20 minutes or so, it would hold the gnats off. And furthermore, before the days of repellent, I have fished the coast of the river at night for fish for market, for the money in it. And the mosquitoes would be so bad that we would use old-fashioned axle grease that they would use on the axles of wagons. Of course, this was new grease, not the black used grease. And we would put this on the back of our necks and the back of our hands, wearing rubber boots and slicker suits, the mosquitoes being so horrible. But yet, maybe we would catch $3 or $4 worth of fish doing 6 or 8 hours of fishing, at a time when labor was going from $1 to $3 per day for a 10 to 12 hour day. And this was a worthwhile deal at the times the winds weren't bad and the moon wasn't full. Full moon, the fish can see you long before you get to them, so you don't get the chance to throw your cast net over them. And we had learned as children that fish cannot be left in moonlight. It is as destructive as sunlight for spoiling the fish. Now, sunlight, you need refrigeration to preserve your fish, but moonlight, it is just a case of covering the moonlight from the fish. Use a box or a basket with a bag, a crocus sack, now called gunny sack, wet just over. You don't need the ice in it or anything, but to keep the moonlight off of the fish, they won't spoil. Many nights on the beach in the old days when turtle eggs weren't on conservation, many of we people love boiled turtle eggs. We call them cooked turtle eggs. They have a soft shell. You bite a little hole through them, you squeeze them, and you suck the inside. The whites never harden. But they were delicious. And grits are stable stock. To break 6-8 eggs on grits and stir it, mix it well in with two small pieces of white bacon, known as side meat, that had been parboiled possibly 3 times to get most salt out and then fried. And it left a residue of grease, which we call gravy, to pour in with the turtle eggs, and the grits made a delightful meal, very delicious.